My life is an open book. My life is an open book. No matter what I want to do, my life is an open book before me. It is ready to receive all of the good thoughts, all of the good ideas, all of the good emotions that I have to give to it. My life is an open book, and I write upon its pages what is happening in the present. I write upon its pages all of the wonderful things that I want. And anything that is not my choice, I do not write. I choose very wisely what I want to write in my open book. We all have an open book. Our lives are all an open book, ready to receive whatever it is that we choose to give to it. It doesn't make any difference at all what it is that we choose to give to our life. It is ready to receive whatever it is that we choose to give. Now, what sort of things would you like to give to your life? What sort of things would you like to give to your world? What sort of things would you like to have be a turn-on in your experience? Well, whatever you choose to have as something that turns you on, that's exactly what you experience. That's exactly what you experience, whatever you choose to have as a turn-on in your life. If you choose to have a turn-on in your life of being happy all the time, that's what you'll have. You don't have to be vulgarly happy. Write in your book that you are fantastic, that you are glorious, that you are wonderful. I would imagine so. Why not? Why not write in your book exactly who you are? We so often look at people who have it easy. They don't crack a book when they're in school or here. But do they listen to the teacher? Do they have the genius of some of our mystics who can lay their hand on a book and absorb what the book has? Page for page, number, sentence for sentence. They know it exactly. Now, are you such a diligent, wonderful person? We all can, you know. This ability to absorb all knowledge is not unique for one person or unique for a few people. It's available for everybody. It's available for everybody to get in there and just absorb everything that they're reading. Absorb everything that they're doing. Absorb it. Know it and enjoy it. And they find school wonderful. They find education exciting. They find it marvelous. You say, well, they're a genius. They're a natural born genius. You know, they came out lucky on this thing. No, not really. They merely did the thing that for them was a delight and easy. Now, are you doing what is a delight and easy for you to do? Or are you afraid of what other people will say? Oh, you're taking the easy courses. You're taking the courses just to get a grade, just to get a diploma, just to get a certificate of your coursework. But that's not true. If we could all choose the courses that would delight us and take them, we would find ourselves very well taken. Now, some basic courses are necessary, reading, writing, and arithmetic. They give us the background for everything else that's to come. But you don't have to go into higher math. You don't have to go into all these other things. You just do what comes naturally. You do that which is born in your soul, born in your being. I delight in hearing Ellen telling the story of when she was a young Catholic girl in her preteens, and she was just maybe 5 years old, 7 years old, and she was not allowed to go into the church and take communion. She was not allowed to do these things, and so she and her friends, who were standing outside waiting for the older children to take communion, she said to them, "Come on, I'll give you communion." And so she gave them communion. Little did she know that one day she would be an ordained person. One day she'd be a minister that can do these things properly. But she felt in herself that that was the most natural thing to do. She felt in herself it's the most natural thing to go out and speak, to go out and share, to go out and give of the genius that's within you. How many times have you done that? Did you have the guts, the courage to go and do something that seemingly you shouldn't do? Was there any damage that would take place from what Ellen had done? Not at all. Was she lifted up and illumined by the things that she did? And were all of her friends lifted up and illumined by the things that she did? And did some of them perhaps turn out to be rather special people? Has she looked into their life and said, "Oh, I wonder how they turned out. What did they do in their life?" And if she would get to know them again at this age, she would find that because of her inspirational response to life, because of her ability to speak out and speak what's in her heart, she illumined all of her friends. And all of her friends were known as the special group who reached out and touched their genius. They're known as the special group who reached out and touched their genius because she reached out and said, "I can do that." And she did it. Now, they had no idea how well she did it, whether she did it as well as the priest did, whether she did it as well as the father did. She doesn't really know. But she knew that she gave her best. And she gave what she felt the communion was all about. And all the people, all the young people that were in her class who were there taking communion from Ellen will never forget that. It'll be sort of inborn within them. And they will be illumined by that. And they will go out and they will do wonderful things too. They will write in their book of life, "I can do." They will write in their book of life, "This is who I am. I like this. I like that." And there's no thing that's wrong about liking it, just because some people might think, "Well, that's the easy classes." Why is it easy? Because it's my natural way of doing things. It's my natural way of living. It's my natural way of expressing myself. And how wonderful that is. And because it's a natural way of doing it, I did it with all my love and all my joy and all my peace and all my harmony. I did it with all that I am. And it is the most wonderful, joyous, fantastic thing in life. For a few moments, look in your book now. What have you written on its pages? In your present, what had you written on its pages as you went along? Did you think they were the easy courses? They were the easy decisions? They were the easy attitudes toward life? Or were they, for you, easy? For you, an expression of your genius? For you, it was natural. For someone else, it might have been the most difficult thing in the world. For some people, mathematics comes just like a snap. And they do their activities in mathematics, and they do it beautifully and wonderfully and easily and perfectly. And they are thrilled with it. For other people, any touch of mathematics gives them a headache, primarily because their father said, "I never liked math either." Or their mother said, "That's always been a difficult subject for us. I never got along well with it." Although mothers don't usually say that. But you can say, "I get along with everything. I am harmonious with all ideas. I am filled with all the light and the illumination and the joy and the peace and the harmony of life. And the easy courses for me, others might consider hard. And the hard courses for others that they see in me as an example, is sometimes just exactly what is my highest and best. And so, today I turn on my highest and best. Today, my life is an open book and I write upon its pages my present life, my present experiences. And as the children with Ellen had learned in the Catholic Church all about communion from Ellen, they'll never forget that. That's what they write on the book of their life. What wondrous thing are you going to present to your world today? Remember, you're writing in your book of life, which is an open book, and you are writing upon the pages of your book what you are doing now, and how wonderful that is. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.